Mouth on the beats. This is dedicated to all the people that I work with, the people that supported me, and all the people that continue to make this happen. From 1982 to the present, it's Hammersmith's Golden Child. And your love, turn me up in the headphones, yeah. Come on. I still remember the first time I heard 36 Chambers in my youth. I wasn't old enough to tear off the roof. I've been through politics and bullshit. I've got it made, I've had enough. I won't fade into the smoke. I flip pages to return to the spot of significance. Hip-hop, a lifestyle, a culture and a lyric. The ink meets the paper and at times it's prolific. In love since Outkast dropped Southern Playalistic. Never taken serious, but in a matter of months I joined up with Ray B. The foundation couldn't have been more unstable as we didn't fit. But everyone has to find a place in which to begin. A few lessons taken from some of the industry's finest, so we can finally put all this bullshit behind us. Microphone feedback, entangled mic cables. Had a dream that Russell Simmons signed us to his label. As the years flew past, I started finding my feet. Finally realized I wasn't set for defeat. Finally I found the page I was waiting to greet. In 98 I finally put my words to the beat. I had a lot to learn and still believe that I can improve. Nowadays my body seems to fit entwined with a groove. My type of vibe seems to fit the mood, so prove it. Doomed to be the next thing to breathe life in some system. But it's hip hop me, standing on the edge of reality, singing it. But is it really me? The beats, the people, the culture, the streets. The legendary art form, we still fight the power in the same way we all live. The message, the breaks, a long road littered with regret and mistakes. But I love it. I'm more public enemy than Eminem. I write my lyrics in the dark with a poison pen. For all my people that were unsure when, and all my people that are stuck through the thick and the thin. I'm sure I could've handled things with a bit more grace. Could've found more energy to keep up with the pace. At the point in my life when I'm just happy to bless another mic with a verse, another track for the play. From my head to the tracks, how I usually create it. But how do you determine if an artist that you've made it? Money, fame, a fan base, a record deal, people loving you, and you can say commercial radio have played it. You played out like recycled ideas. None of us would even rap if it wasn't for the pioneers. So take a step back, sit down and take it in. Do your homework, bitch. I'm scared that I'm